Lord, we praise you for your word. Give us the capability to differentiate, that we may be sober in these days, that we fear you, God, more than the people. That we may obey you more than people. Write this word into our hearts. Lord, continue speaking to us. We bind this corrupt and lawless government in our countries. Bless this word and continue to build us up. Thank you, you've given us a sober mind. Give all saints a healthy spirit of discernment. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the Spirit which guides us into all truth. We want to be a people which is pleasing to you, that has a holy walk, brother said. He knew very well where I will partake in sharing, because I have a desire for the families, for married life. And praise the Lord, this word goes into all areas where the Lord has given me a desire. To go into the matter of married life in this word of Peter, but it's not just about the matter of married life, but also for the young brothers and sisters. I'm going to read 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. This godly order is very important and precious for us. If we see this and live according to this, God gave this order that Christ is the head of every man and the man is the head of the woman, of the wife. It's what 1 Corinthians says in 11. And this order which is given to us from God is good and is also a protection for the wife. We sometimes have heard men talking, in my home the woman has the trousers on, so basically she has the say. Our colleague, whenever it's about family life, he doesn't let any chance to slip away to say that he will first have to ask his boss at home, and he means his wife by that. But that's not how it should be. That's twisted. God's order says that the man is supposed to be the head of the woman. And in this role, we should live. And as a man, to be a head, it's not easy. It's not a ruling and being served. It's not a sitting on the throne. Everybody has to do what I say. And of course, they have to obey. And the children need to learn to respect the father. And the woman needs to learn to respect when the husband makes a decision. That's clear. But being head, the head of the family, is not easy. And God gave this to the man because the man has given, or God has given everything to the man, the strength and everything which it takes to live in this role. And we need men and brothers who live this completely. We cannot as brothers, take us out of this responsibility, the better we live this role as the head, the easier it is for our wives to obey. What do we have to do as a head? As the head, we need to be present. We need to learn to say the right word in the right time. It used to be that if a sister who was single, living in the house, and she made a promise, the father of the house was allowed to say, no, this is not okay, and she was not bound to that promise anymore. So I had to see that as a man of the house, you have to carry the important decisions. So the man needs to get clarification from the Lord, so he can then take the responsibility to make these decisions. It's not always easy, because the important questions and directions are not always the easy ones, or mostly are not the easy ones. And also, the head should also be a servant, right? He shouldn't be too high to do also the small serving the family in also the small matters. It says that the apostles were put as the last, the servants. So we need this similar attitude, that if we are the head of the family, we are actually the last ones. We're not the first ones. We need to do also the small things. So it's not something to desire, actually, because it's work to do. But we should abide in this law of God. I'm going to continue reading 1 Peter 3:3-6. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. I think every woman has the desire to be beautiful. In a couple of days, we're invited to a wedding, and I was able to look at the schedule, the timetable, and there was written at 7 in the morning the bride will start to prepare herself, and she has time till 9 o'clock, so she has 2 hours to make herself pretty. And I can understand this. Every woman likes or wants to be pretty, especially at the wedding. The wife wants to be beautiful for her husband and to dress up. And I think there are many reasons why a woman has the desire to be pretty outwardly. On one hand, of course, you feel better in your own body if you feel pretty, but there are other reasons as well. In our time, it's more and more difficult to grow up as a woman, because through the social medias, there's this push, this pressure of how we are supposed to be. And especially the sisters are told that they need to meet certain outward beauty requirements to receive attention, followers, likes, so they receive recognition. That's what the social medias tell us, either directly or underneath the surface. But also people that are close to us can have a certain requirements to us, ask us of us. But it also can be that the desire for outward beauty comes from an inner lacking. There's a that we may not feel loved or accepted. And we want to cover these inner feelings by feeling beautiful on the outside. And also these things get, the social media push these emotions. So outwardly they have this facade. And you think, oh, look how beautiful, they're always smiling. They must be happy. But the inner pain, hurt, nobody realizes because you don't see that on the pictures. And therefore I'd like to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, but especially to you sisters, what is your identity in Christ? A healthy identity in Christ is the key to lead a life, to live a life, as 1 Peter 3 shows us. And that means you are wonderful and unique, uniquely created by God. In Psalm 139, verse 13. For you have formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Amen. Let us take this to heart. Wonderful. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made, with my hair and my hair, my figure, my eyes. Everything is made from God wonderfully and marvelous. Do not believe the lie of Satan that you have to be different outwardly. And the truth is, God is your heavenly Father. He created you beautiful and He loves you. As you can read in 1 John 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. This is my desire, that we experience this love of the Father in our personal life. Surely there are some earthly fathers who could not live this love to us, and this will leave its marks and its wounds. But I can tell for certain, if we touch this unconditional love of the Father and experience it, it will heal us on the inside. And what is beautiful in the eyes of this Heavenly Father and precious, how does a woman look beautiful in God's eyes? And here Peter shows us, it's the hidden man of the heart. What is this hidden man? This hidden man is expressed when I ask myself, how do I think of others? What are my thoughts about the others? Then a lot of this hidden man will come out. How much am I ready or prepared to serve someone else? To help someone else is also something that concerns the hidden man. How do I act if something upsets me? mild and beautiful inner hidden man can deal with anger and deal with it with the Lord together. To let the Lord change you where the Lord wants to give His humanity into us. How do I deal with wrongdoings, with mistakes, if something wasn't right? Am I willing to acknowledge, oh, this was not right, what I've done there? This has a lot to do with the hidden man. Hidden pride, hospitality, order. How's my speaking? And Timothy speaks about the talking. How's my prayer life for others and for the will of the Father? And how strong is my desire for the Lord and the Word? These things concern the hidden man. And that is, this hidden man is very precious, or precious for God. So if we want to make ourselves beautiful for the Lord, for God, we have to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be transformed innerly, inwardly for You. And that is much more important than the outer being, because our outer man will fall apart anyways, but what is inside of us, that will stay. And I can say, since I'm married, I enjoy the inner attributes of my wife much more. How she acts with me, how she deals with our children, how we deal with problems. The inner attributes are much more important and relevant in married life. And also the hidden, beautiful man shines on the outside. So I think a brother who loves the Lord, he will see this and treasure this. If there's a beautiful hidden man, a person, sister behind it. Sarah is often mentioned as a positive example, but when you read about Sarah, she was also beautiful on the outside, but this actually brought her many problems, because when they were escaping to Egypt, the Egyptians just looked on the outside. Unfortunately, men are like that. A lot of men just look on the outside and judge on the outer, on the looks. But the men who were attracted by her beauty were not men that were good for her. So it's the same here. If a man here just likes the sister or the woman because she's beautiful outside, outwardly, I doubt that this will be a match which leads to the Lord, to the way of the Lord. But rather to get to know a man or someone who enjoys what God enjoys, who treasures what God treasures. So I hope that we all can set a new focus on the things that matter to God. I'm not saying that outer beauty mustn't be there or isn't okay, but our focus must be on the inner man, on the things that where God has His focus. It starts in the morning. If I wake up, I prepare myself to start in the day. No one goes in their pajamas. Everybody starts making themselves beautiful. And we can start there and say, now I'm making myself beautiful inside. I turn my heart to the Lord. I wash myself from everything that stained me. And I say, Lord, I love You. And I give myself for You. That's a good inner beauty and a good way to start into the day. And also for the brothers and the husbands, Peter has the right word. He says in verse 7, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with the understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel and as being hers together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. heirs. We are created differently. Men are different than women. That's how God created us. He created the man as man and woman. Unfortunately, this is today not normal anymore. But there are differences. And the female vessel, God describes it as the weaker vessel. And this may concern emotional situations as well. If there was a good day in the church and give one comment and destroy the whole day, it can give trouble to a woman a bit more than to a man. So how can we honor our wives? I asked a couple of brothers, how do you honor your wife? It wasn't so easy. My experience here shows me that I honor my wife by not making any accusations to her or telling her off if things trouble her more than they trouble me. Sometimes I'm able to quickly put problems aside, and my wife is much more concerned with these problems, and everything plays together, and she sometimes cannot put the problems aside so quickly. So she sometimes needs the time, and she needs this emotional stability and support. The word shows that the devil starts with Eve because she was more quickly attackable for temptation. And there we can support our wives by telling them, in this matter, we need to stick with it and we need to deal with it. And this matter is not so important. We can just let it rest. And we could also learn to speak good about our wives in a positive way. Speak in a positive light. Brothers, do not take it as a small matter, but ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding that we can live as examples in married life. First Corinthians 11, there's a good foundation for the fellowship of the saints amongst each other, or brothers and sisters. For religious people, in First Corinthians 11, it's just about covering your head. But for us, it's about the revelation that the Father has given us according to His eternal plan. Perhaps the Lord can open us our eyes, why this dealing between brothers and sisters is so important. 1 Corinthians 11 has this aspect which is very important. The Lord wants to regain the rule in this universe. And to regain this rule, He said, now we want to create man, a being in our image. No matter what was here before on this earth or the universe, it was not comparable with the Father and the Son. Now he created this man in his image. Created them in the image of Christ. As we see in 1 Corinthians 11:3 and 4, created an image was the man. And if we see the Father, Christ, and the man, and the woman, then we start to see an image of what was on the heart of the Father. He wanted to express himself in the universe through man and through woman. Man and woman who are under his ruling. God wants to rule over this universe through man. So if we come under Christ's rule, then God's rule will be visible on this earth. So if today we live on this earth, the Father will be glorified if we move his arm, if he can transform us into his image, if we take care of his desires, and if we stand against the activities of his foe, because he made himself he relies on our prayers and our fighting for him. Thank you, that you, Father, that you've given us your Son, and thank you, you have created us as man and woman, that your expression may become visible on this earth. Let's have a 10